This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The city of Denver will likely pay more than $4.7 million to Black Lives Matter protesters arrested during the city's curfew in 2020. Protesters claimed that Denver police officers selectively enforced the curfew to specifically target protesters, violating their First Amendment rights. City Council approved the payment today. Now the agreement awaits court approval. This weekend marked 60 years since the March on Washington. Retired Denver County Court Judge Diane Briscoe was among the thousands who returned this weekend to honor the civil rights anniversary. Her mother, Ruth Cousins Denny, attended the original march.
Walking in my mother's shoes, I don't feel that I've done the kind of work that she's done. You know, I, of course, came along at a different time, but I still work on injustice and social justice issues. And so in that way, my life is very much like hers.
Briscoe says her mother started the Congress of Racial Equality in Denver. That group worked against job and housing discrimination. Briscoe herself is only one of a few Black women serving on Colorado's bench. A state senator is working on a bill that would establish a statewide pass for public transit. Democrat Kevin Priola of Henderson says he wants a bus and train pass that would work like ski passes that can be used at multiple resorts.
Be like a once-a-year pass that you would be able to purchase and know that if you got on a bus in Denver or a train in Pueblo or a bus in Durango, you're covered.